So, have you seen it? The new promotional film or commercial advertisement, whatever you call it, saving all over the store. The new thing which has come out from M&S, which features our very own Status Quo and features a reworked version of their 1977 single, Rocking All Over the World, entitled the aforementioned Saving All Over the Store. Before I give my opinion on it, though, I should give a little bit of history, because Quo have done advertisements before. I'll get to the obvious in a moment, but obviously they have, here's another obvious thing, they have done ones for their own tour and albums and things like that. I remember distinctly one for Heavy Traffic featuring Chris Tarrant on the voiceover. That's fairly common, really, isn't it, to advertise that as a band. But they've also done brand advertisement before as well. In Australia, about 10 years ago, 2013, 2014, they did ones for Coles Supermarket. You may remember it. I feel like it was filmed at Abbey Road Studios. One of them was. Down, down, prices are down with the big red guitars. That was quite a thing for a while. I think they played it quite a lot in Coles Supermarkets, from what I understand. They also did like an acoustic one, I feel, with Whatever You Want, where Rick was singing about food. And while on the subject of Whatever You Want, that song has been used in so many commercials down the years. The one that sticks out to me is the one for Argos back in the late 90s. I remember it quite distinctly, although the band weren't actually in that. And the thing is, their music has been used for all variety of different things, but I think it is sometimes a special case when they themselves feature in said promo or advert or commercial film. So this M&S thing, which they have said there are no plans to air it on TV or anything, it's specifically, by the looks of it, a social media thing. So this is going out on Facebook, Twitter, TikTok. I mean, it's actually following on from something I said a couple of weeks ago when I had my wife on the podcast, where we talked about Francis Rossi and the way in which he has almost gone in different directions in the last year and done things a little bit differently. And we were referring to the TV programs that he's been on. It wasn't just promotional stuff for his tour. It was train programs and things about Greggs and the Kemp's All Gold thing as well. But in addition to that, he's been doing a lot of stuff on social media. He's been filming, you know, him walking around in shops and on trains and, you know, ordering food, you know, and having food and stuff like that. And that's been a really interesting shift in the way in which he's kind of marketing himself, because it shows the person as well as the music. And I think this M&S thing does kind of come under that bracket, I think. You know, it's sort of a different kind of thing. It's sort of like the Coles thing, but it's also under a new thing because it's tied in with new media. And of course, this film has TikTokers, I assume, in it, probably YouTubers as well. I'm afraid I'm not completely up to date with a lot of these creators, but I will certainly go and check them out of interest, because I'm interested in food-related content. But to see them, the band, in this promotional film, and the lyrics to this song are quite kind of fun, aren't they? Because they're supposed to be promotional and they're related to the subject matter. But you have to love the way in which they've rhymed "the prices are low and the quality's woe." I love that. I'm not sure who wrote that. I'd be interested to know, because if you remember back to Backbone, there is a song on there called "I See You're in Some Trouble," where they say it's not that funny, and then they go, whoa. So that kind of reminded me of that, but it gave me a little chuckle, and it actually made me smile. This kind of takes me back in time a little bit, the feeling that I was getting to 2008 when they did that collaboration with Scooter, Jump That Rock, which I realize whenever they do this stuff, fans aren't always pleased because, you know, they remember the band in a certain light, or they want to see them do certain things. And I completely understand that. But in addition to the creative side, some of these things are business decisions, and the industry itself has changed a lot over time. And the thing with that Scooter thing was the music video, which was kind of harking on the Aerosmith Run DMC thing, where they were like knocking through the wall. The way in which it was shot and the way in which just everything came together was like, finally, Quo are in something which is kind of, it's up to date, you know, it's of the moment. And I remember crying, feeling quite emotional, because a lot of times, you know, for me as a relatively young fan, I'm in my mid-30s, but as a relatively young fan, growing up, having them be teased and, you know, taking the mickey out of because of certain images. And then there they are in this cool thing. And it's the same with this M&S thing for social media. It is actually quite cool because it's very up to the minute. And if you are into those creators and you're into that world of TikTok, suddenly you're being introduced to this rock band who you might have heard of, but in some cases, you might not have heard of. And the fact that in the advert, their logo is behind them pretty much at all times. And at the end, their logo is seen. It's a collaboration between the two brands. And it could help sell a few records. It could sell the Rocking All Over the World original recording. Someone might pick up the original album. There might be a new fan who has come to it from watching that ad. So in addition to it being an incredible piece of business sense, because it's a fun ad. It's a fun ad that's very up to the minute, and keeping it to social media is a very interesting and up-to-date choice, I feel, because TV these days, like, it doesn't work in quite the same way as it used to. As for the music, I feel like that is the version, the backing track anyway, the one that they recorded for Quoing, and they have redubbed the vocals, obviously, with different lyrics. But I might be wrong there. They might have done it specially. So yeah, that is Saving All Over the Store. Does it make you want to go to M&S? I did see some comments saying that they were interested in having a look at some time. I've got a local M&S I might check out just to see if they play it over the tannoy at any point, or if there's any reference to the band in the store. I'll certainly be having a look over there. What do you make of the advert? What do you make of Quo's previous commercial attempts that they have made? What do you make of it all? I'll see you again for another episode of the Quocast. Bye-bye for now.